This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I thought you weren't mad last night. Now you're mad.
Yeah, I was mad.
Oh, maybe you were mad and I just read it differently. You were mad that when you tweeted that? The giveaway game?
Yeah, I don't like giving away playoff games in a best of seven when you get to the ALCS. And it felt like yesterday was just a total giveaway game.
I beg your pardon. Okay, continue. On what you were saying, because I when you said total giveaway game, I was like, oh, he's just kind of like, it's fine.
No, it's not fine at all. I mean, obviously they can come back, even up the series tonight. They've gone up against the best pitcher in baseball and won in a deciding game. So I mean, is it out of the realm of possibility they could
obviously
go up against Garrett Cole and win? Obviously they can, but a little nervous with their state of affairs, and I think most people probably are in that boat. That's the beauty and the curse of postseason baseball. But yesterday, that Little League stuff that was happening in the third inning was a total joke. It was a total joke. It sucked. It felt like the Yankees didn't earn any of that. And that was after their Little League home run. We had a Little League home run. We had a in their Little League stadium. And you had Little League antics lead to a few runs there in the third. It was terrible.
Yeah. There's no other way to say it. I thought that, you know, you go with Joey Cantillo in that moment. First off, you left Alex Cobb out too long. This is, the arm's not there. The fingers aren't there. He can't pitch without hurting a finger.
Well, he has all five fingers, I think.
Well, the fingers are there. The fingers are there. Armando Benitez had 11.
Yes. It was a hip thing, though, last night.
Okay, that's enough. We've seen enough. Can we get, now how does this work? Can we get Ben Lively on the roster and deactivate him?
Only if he is injured, I believe.
All right, that's enough of this trying to get Alex Cobb thing going. Obviously no more now. I mean, but you left him out there for another one, which was too long. When the trainers came out, I just thought that was it. And then they left him out there, and then Joey Cantillo, the look of relief on the strikeout that Joey Cantillo had. It was like, you can't put him back out there. And then you put him back out there. So I'm thinking, did you expect it to not go this way? Like, was this almost, I don't know why you would schedule a loss. It feels almost like you scheduled a loss to get to Garrett Cole tonight with Tanner Bibee. Like, you have a better chance with Tanner Bibee, obviously, than what you had going last night. I get that. But it almost felt like you scheduled the loss. But at the same time, it's like, okay, Vogt didn't make him go out there and throw the ball in the dirt. So we didn't make him do that. Vogt didn't go out there and make Bo Naylor do a bad job blocking. He didn't do that. Vogt didn't go out there and make Joey Cantillo not cover home on the pass ball. All those things are absolutely true. But to leave him out there, it got out of hand. It was just a game that once they got to 4-0, that was it. And then you make it 4-1, and then it was 5-2, and then that was the end of the ball game. Like, there's so much. There's so many things that you have to look at and say, these things worked for him, Stephen Vogt, in long swaths of time during the regular season. These things don't tend to work in the postseason. The aggressiveness of the play. All right, well, you have Josh Naylor who's just, and I'm sure he's going to draw the ire of everybody today. Yeah, Josh Naylor's just up there swinging at anything. Josh Naylor looks like he's trying to get through the at-bat as fast as possible. And you are a team right now, you don't hit the amount of home runs that, and you probably never will, hit the amount of home runs that the Yankees hit. They're always going to be able to go out and procure the boppers. What the Yankees also do is they draw walks. And so they sit on these pitches and they're able to bop them. You've been a very aggressive team, but you're not a home run team. So if you're going to more manufacture runs, then you have to be a little bit more selective at the plate. And I don't think I'm asking the world of Josh Naylor to just, can we let one go by? Can we look at one? I know you don't want to get shortchanged. I know you want to get your money's worth. Can we watch one? Is there any such thing as working a counter? Is that going to be impossible, Tone? What can we do here? Because it's he's swinging out of his shoes on every pitch. The helmet's all over the place. He looks lost. His brother looks lost behind the plate. I mean, I'd rather just have Austin Hedges out there for the defense. I understand that it's nobody's priority to have the guy actually hit in the postseason, but I'd rather just have him out there for the defense because Bo Naylor can't play the defense and can't call a game. So
he can't play defense. Right now, he can't really play offense.
No.
Is he there for special teams?
Well, I mean, if you're going to go ahead and lose, you'd rather have him hitting for you, but there's... I know you're making a joke, but I'm trying to get something figured out there because, like, it's been one game. This guy isn't falling, but I got Tanner Bibee. Okay, he's great. He's going up against Garrett Cole, who's really, really great. And I think that this is the lack, and I'm looking for a lot of answers here, and it shows you last night the uphill battle that we have. Not that you're out of the series. Not that it's a problem. It's an uphill battle that you have right now because it's a team that, if you make any mistake, they look like they're going to make you pay. Whether it be, 93 over the middle on Giancarlo Stanton, whether it be pitching to Juan Soto with Alex Cobb, who I did not realize Juan Soto was that good up until going into the game, how good he was against Alex Cobb. Like, if you make any mistake at all, they're going to really make you pay. And for you, your margin of error is so slim. And so I start thinking desperate things. Like I wrote down last night, I said, well, gosh, if they just had Shane Bieber, I go, well, they might not even have Shane Bieber. If Shane Bieber were healthy, he might have been traded halfway through the year. And then we might not even be here. So there's so many different ways to play this that I can't say it would work one way or the other. It's just there's a couple of things that are apparent. One, you're taking wild swings at too many things. Two, you are at a, and I can't stand Aaron Boone, you are at a managerial deficit here. The things that made Steven Vogt a great regular season manager, I think, are costing you a bit here in the postseason.
Which is what?
Situational decisions. And it's easy to second guess. Baseball's the easiest game to second guess in. But the managerial decisions of, boy, you just always seem to be a batter ahead or a batter behind. You never seem to hit the right mark when it comes to bringing in new pitchers. You never seem to be able to do that. Because, again, it becomes that much more important because your margin for error is that much slimmer than anybody else's. Like the Yankees, they get to go through everything that they wanted to do. Like reading up about the Yankees all throughout the year, it's like, okay, they want to get to Hill, which Hill ended up being a mess for them yesterday, but they want to get to Hughes, they want to be able to get to, or Holmes, their closer Weaver. Like that's what they want to be able to do, and they were able to do that last night, except, it was a five-out close for him. And the only good thing is maybe you got to see him. And you get a little bit of experience with him.
I will say the one thing.
Like, there's some good things to take out of the loss, but it's not very good.
Well, the good thing to me is that you didn't go through your relievers. Your big-time guys are now rested and are ready to go tonight.
Thanks to Pedro Avila.
He was fantastic. And if you get a lead tonight, well, the whole thing changes. I mean, the whole thing changes like that. And in-game bettors, I mean, you feel really good about the Guardians at that stage. And then you earn the split, you come home, and people are going nuts. And we are heading towards what could be a fantastic weekend in Cleveland. But to get there, man, they just, the approach, I do think they were pressing. I know the Jose Ramirez stuff is going to come up again.
You can bring it up this time. I'm not saying a damn word about him.
That's the thing. Again, people are putting up his career postseason numbers, and I thought we were out of that with one big swing of the bat in the last series against Detroit, but clearly that didn't do enough. That didn't mean enough. He's going to have to come through in a big way, and really, when you look at their lineup, I mean, they need Jose Ramirez. Can they beat the Yankees with Jose? And he had a couple of hard-hit balls yesterday, but... He hit it right at him. Unfortunately, just not coming through. They can't really win the series unless Jose Ramirez starts hitting.
216-474-0092. And I think that is, again, I risk this knowing that our boss is going to clip up a video that's going to get me killed online. But either way, it puts almost an undue amount of pressure on Jose. I think that this is where, I'm so thankful. You're shaking your head over there, Owen. I'm not sure it's not about, okay. With Jose, we are so thankful to him to stay. And we are so thankful for him to take a discount. However, when we get into the postseason, it puts almost an unrealistic amount of pressure on him. You know, Aaron Judge, they can be critical. Aaron Judge, I mean, you got Juan Soto hitting around you. You got Giancarlo Stanton hitting around you. You know, that's Zach Meisel said it himself. It's a top-heavy lineup. Like, if Aaron Judge goes out there and fans on three straight pitches, probably going to be all right. You know what I mean? In the grand scheme of things. If Jose Ramirez goes up there and he fans on three straight pitches, it is not just bad for that inning, it's bad for the next inning as well. Like it's almost too much because I got him, but I can't count on anybody else around him. And the only other person that I can really, really count on, I can count on Fry, or excuse me, I can count on Kwan. I could count on Fry, even though I don't know how much he's going to actually play for the rest of this series now. And I can't believe I'm saying this. I can count on Brian Rocchio. He is Mr. October for us. That's as good as it gets. He's been fantastic.
I was going to ask, was there,
that base running yesterday, that was on purpose.
Was there a body swap of some sort where
I don't know.
He became Jose Ramirez and Jose Ramirez became Brian Rocchio?
And if you think I'm making an excuse for Jose Ramirez, that's fine. I'm not saying you are. I'm talking to the listeners. If you think I'm making an excuse for Jose Ramirez, that's fine. I'm just telling you guys the truth. It's Jose, then it's Lane Thomas, who has been a nice addition. We can say that now, ever since September. And then there's Josh Naylor, who nobody out there has any faith in whatsoever. Then there's John Kenzie Noel, who will probably be a pinch hitter here very, very shortly. Then there's Kyle Manzardo and Daniel Schneeman, who have no experience whatsoever. Then there's Bo Naylor, where he might have a better chance getting a hit without a bat up there in the batter's box. Andrés Giménez has been timid at the plate except for one at bat, which thank God it was game five. So there's just so much pressure on Jose as to where I look at the other side. Yeah, Giancarlo Stanton, if he strikes out, all right, then you got Jazz Chisholm behind you. You know, you got Anthony Rizzo, who's batting eighth or seventh in this lineup.
Like, no, it's, but what changes,
or eighth in this lineup, it's tough.
What changes their whole lineup is Stanton all of a sudden coming alive. He's been terrible for 2 years, really for 2.5 years for the Yankees. And he's been one of their most criticized players, and he has come alive in the playoffs. And if he is playing like that, as he's as dialed in as he's been in a while, they're going to be really tough to beat. We say all that, and we analyze all that. I really just think that game, the wind was out of their sails with that disastrous Little League inning. I mean, we can break all this other stuff down, and I don't even disagree with anything you just said, but that third inning was just a circus, and it just bothers me to no end. That you had a game of that magnitude, and you got kids basically throwing the ball around. That just can't happen with a game in that scale.
216-474-0092. I understand it. That part's frustrating. It's still. I mean, tonight. Do you think tonight is already the series?
Here's the thing. It took all that pressure. We said it. Oh, the pressure's on the Yankees. The pressure's on the Yankees. That inning took all that pressure away. And then it was squarely on us all of a sudden because we're sitting there flailing away. We're sitting there with the bat at bats. We're sitting there not disciplined. And yeah, you're right. Thank God. Thank God for Rocchio. But outside of that, I mean, what did you have? What were you confident in last night?
Not much. 216-474-0092. Dan in Cleveland. Dan, go ahead.
Yeah. I mean, guys, it's bonus time. I mean, if you look at lineup per lineup, we are severely outmatched. I'm actually delivering to the ballpark. I'm going to the ballpark. Yep.
That's all you have to say? You get right in?
No, look. So,
hey, ballpark. Yep, ballpark. Okay.
You know, by the way, they have the worst toilet paper for the drivers out here. Just a side note.
Well, now, hold on here. That's reckless.
Look, their workers, though, hey.
Hey, here for the White House. White House, let me in. Okay, White House.
Dan, go ahead. What were you going to say about the Guardians, buddy?
No, look, I'm not going to complain about the owners. It's a bonus season. We shouldn't even be here. But we were up at the deadline. We made no batting moves. If you go down the Yankees roster and our roster lineup, we only have one advantage, and that's the leadoff spot. Every hitter is better than our hitter. And Kwan might, you know, have a slight edge, but that's it. It's next year. This is the same thing as 2016. Next year, we'll in the offseason, we'll get probably one or two free agents, and you know, I figured this back in July. We'd make, you know, divisional series. That's about it.
You already beat me to this, Dan. Thank you very much for the call.
We're not punting on the series.
No,
it's one game.
It puts a hell of a lot of pressure on tonight, because if they come back and it's an 0-2 deficit getting ready for Thursday, you know there's going to be a lot more calls like that.